Hello and welcome everybody to the second episode of The Hidden Generation. I am your host Matt, and in today's episode we're going to be diving a little bit into my life and what I do on a day-to-day basis so you can learn about me for when I bring other people on and some things to refer to. So with that being said, let's dive right in. So let's start off with some of the occupations that I have. Right now, I am a store manager at a corporate-owned coffee company. This is something that I love and do for the experience, and it's something that I'm very passionate about, where the paycheck might not be the best at the end of the day, but it's somewhere that I know that I could go to that feels like a home, and with the people around me feels like family. And there's not a lot of places in the world where you could go to a job that feels like that. Now, with this, I typically work about 40 to 60 hours a week there. Now, it takes me about an hour to get to work and an hour on the way back home, but we'll dive into that, what I use during that time to make sure I'm optimizing all of my time as best as possible. Now, for one of my side businesses, I also have a promotional products business. If you guys don't know what promotional products are, if you guys ever go to like a dealership where you're going to see pens with their logo and branding on that, I pretty much do all of that to an extent where I do bags, hats, t-shirts, pens, even phone chargers, pretty much anything you could really think of. One of the other side businesses that I have is I also have a watch business where I like to trade watches. I buy and sell watches, and it's something that I really enjoy because learning about the movements in the watches and getting to have my hands on these different kinds of timepieces is truly just something that I really enjoy and puts a smile on my face. And with this, I'm actually able to connect it to my store manager job where I'm able to connect with my customers, point out what kind of watches they're wearing, and then start a conversation from there on my collection and their collection that they have. And it's something that everyone truly enjoys. And let's be honest, if you're wearing a nice Rolex or something along that sort, you're going to feel good when someone points it out and compliments on it. And one of the other things that I'm doing is this. I just started this podcast as we are only in episode two. I'm still learning quite about podcasts. I haven't listened to too many podcasts before, but it seems like something that I was going to enjoy. And I know we're only in the second episode, but I've been loving every moment of it. And with this, the idea actually came to me as I was driving home from work. And I'm like, I love everything that I do, and I love the business aspect of the promotional products business and my store manager job. Why not be able to share my experience with other people and maybe share some knowledge? And from there, I just kind of pulled over on the side of the highway. I asked a couple of people on the idea, and I'm like, you know what would make it even better? If I bring some young entrepreneurs on, people that have recently started their businesses within this economy, because as we all know, the economy isn't the best right now. So starting a business can be very tough, especially financially. And from there, we could just share each other's knowledge on how we started, where our ideas came from, and how we powered through everything. From there, once I reached out to a couple people, everyone loved the idea. Once I got home, I made a post on Facebook with seeing who would want to come on. And from there, probably within the first hour, I had 40 messages about people wanting to hop onto the show and talk about their businesses. And that just brought a smile to my face because I'm like, now I could bring people who are passionate within their work onto here and just kind of have people see that the business aspect isn't just about money. It's something that you truly love and something that you enjoy doing. And you do have to put a lot of work and effort into it. And the way that you get through all of that is making sure you do something you love and enjoy. So let's start off with how I start my day off. So to me, my attire is probably one of the most important things to me. I feel like choosing your attire is kind of setting you up for your day on how your workflow is going to go. If you're dressing up in sweatpants and a hoodie, to me, I feel like that I'm going to be more in a lounging type of vibe and pretty much not be my most productive self. Now, not saying that you have to go dressed up in a suit and a tie. What I normally like to wear, I just wear a plain polo shirt or a dress shirt with a plain pair of pants, and I go on about my day. Now, like I said previously, I have about an hour commute to work. I like to probably listen to music for the first 5 to 10 minutes of my ride, just to kind of wake myself up a bit and just to get in my vibe. And then I swap over to an audiobook because I feel like it's very important since I'm driving about 2 hours a day that I'm utilizing my time for something important. I might not get the opportunity to read a book and hold a book in my hand. So with that, I like to listen to audiobooks within the car, and it helps wake my mind up a bit before I go into my job and get ready for all the stuff that I'm going to do throughout the day. Now, once I get to work, there's a couple of things that I could be doing. I could be working on the floor where I'm making drinks and connecting with customers, or I could be doing some admin work where I'm looking over metrics, and that's something that I can't dive into too much, but it is a lot of stuff that I have to review with the numbers, our metrics on how we're doing compared to last year, especially. And with that, I typically spend anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a day there. And although that might sound like a lot, which to me, not really, the day goes by very quickly. I get to interact with my baristas and my supervisors and interact with my customers. And there, it feels like a secondary home to me. It feels like another family. And just being able to talk with them and vibe with them, it's just something that helps me get through my day. Now, on my way home from work, I'll typically stop at the gym. I have a gym that's a halfway point. It's 3 minutes from my house and 30 minutes from my place of work. From there you have an office set up where I get to check my emails and do all that fun stuff for my promotional products business. Or I'll probably be doing some of my podcasts because I'll have a private area where I could go to record. And from there, I'll typically do about an hour workout, make sure that I'm getting my exercise in. And one thing that I've been trying to do, I like filling my schedule up as much as possible. I like scheduling classes. So one thing that I just recently picked up was pickleball. And another thing that I'm looking to do is Pilates, which I heard is a very tough activity. So I'm a little scared for when I do that for the first time this upcoming Sunday, but we'll see how it goes. From there, with the classes that I do schedule, it'll actually be after my workout just because I like having everything go in a certain order where I'll do my business work depending how long that takes. I'll do my hour workout and then see what classes are available for me to take to make sure that I'm getting both my class in and that activity in. Plus, with that, like I said in my previous episode, to me, one of the most important things in the world of business is networking with people. And there's no better way to network with people than taking classes. And I think the gym is actually a really good place to network out in because everyone there is going to be having the same mindset of staying fit, staying active, and trying to be the best of themselves. And to do that, you have to grind and work really hard. And it's almost the same mindset of having a business where you have to grind and work really hard to get to the point where you want to be at. Then, once I'm done at the gym also has a spa where, depending on the day, if I have a little extra time, that's when I'll kind of just chill out and relax, get my mind off of everything, and just have some personal time. And I feel like that's probably one of the biggest things is decomposing at the end of the day. Having a full schedule every single day can be a little much sometimes, and having that, even if it's just for 15 to 30 minutes, it truly helps a lot and clears up your mind. And then once I'm done with that, depending on the day, during the hockey season, I am a season ticket holder for the New Jersey Devils. I'll typically go to a hockey game. That's another place to network out with people and get to know people. It's something that I could do with my family, it's something I could do with my friends, and it's a good place to get to know people and just to vibe out and have a good time. And the days that I don't have a hockey game to go to, which is going to be a lot of the days because there's only about 40 something home games out of the year, so 40 out of 364 days, there's still a lot of open room. That's when I make sure that I try and spend time with my family, and any free time that I do have, I catch up on any work that I have to do or get started on my next day's worth of work. From there, I'll also be making my food for that night and preparing for tomorrow's breakfast and lunch. And since we're on the topic of food, one thing I would like to point out is eating healthy is probably one of the biggest things because that's where you're going to be getting all of your energy from. You don't want to be loading up on caffeine and all these energy drinks because at the end of the day, you're going to have a sugar crash, you're going to have a caffeine crash, and you're going to feel terrible, probably have a headache. And once you go to bed and wake up the next morning, you are going to almost feel like you're hungover or you're just waking up not in the best way possible. And once you start your day off wrong, it just kind of trickles down from there. There's a lot of things that you could do to kind of try and turn it back around, but it's a lot easier to wake up with a better mindset, better mentality, and feeling the best as possible so you could start your day off right and truly achieve what you want to go out and achieve. Now, the way that I completely end my day off, that's when I kind of use my self-focus time. That's when I take a shower, make sure that I'm feeling nice and fresh. And one thing that I was saying before about my attire, how I dress for the day is how I'm going to work for the rest of the day. And to me, I also kind of feel the same way about my skincare routine. Then, once I wrap up with brushing my teeth, going in the shower, and doing my skincare routine, once I hop into bed, one thing that helps me wind down is either watching YouTube or watching TV. That's my one thing that I kind of use for entertainment. With that, it helps me fall asleep probably within 10 to 15 minutes, something that kind of eases my mind off into sleep mode. And then from there, we repeat all over again. Now, thank you very much, guys, for tuning in. It truly means a lot to me. And from the feedback that I received from my first episode, which I thought I did terribly in, I have received a lot of good feedback and people wanting more and more. So I'm very excited for where this podcast is going to be leading us. And with that, I'm going to end it off there. Thank you very much once again for tuning in, and I hope all of you have an amazing day.